Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I want to welcome you once again to Waves of Glory. We are coming to you live from the studios here at Blog Talk Radio. This is an amazing day in the kingdom, as every day is, because the Lord is in his holy temple, and he is still on the throne. He is doing a marvelous work in our eyes today, and we are excited about it. We welcome you back to the show today as we've been doing a series on the Day of the Woman. And so this morning we're going to continue with that series. Praise the Lord. We're just going to continue to bless the Lord and really to kind of cause the women of God to come out of the shadows, come up out of your graves. Even as Ezekiel 37 tells us that God caused him to prophesy to the dry bones in the valley, and God restored and renewed and refreshed and empowered. This is the vision that I have for the women of God across the nation, is to see you vibrant and flourishing and fulfilling all of your purposes this morning. Today I'm going to share with you a bit of my testimony concerning, Behold, I Show You a Mystery. Now, this is a book that God gave me to write some years ago. He woke me by the Spirit. He woke me up early in the morning and simply whispered to me, Behold, I show you a mystery. And I was laying there in the darkness saying, Okay, Lord, what is this mystery? Now, the good thing about God is that he understands who we are and he understands the things that we like. He knows what makes us tick. And that word mystery caught my eye because I love a good mystery. So, of course, when he says he was going to show me a mystery, I was wide awake, and I don't know if it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but I know it was very early. And so I began to listen to the voice of the Spirit. And as he began to share with me the mystery of the woman in ministry, and it is because at that time I was a part of a denomination that did not believe that women could be pastors. I mean, we could lead prayer meeting, and we could work the women's auxiliary. We could work hospitality. We could even teach Sunday school. We could be evangelists and go out on the field and help, others with the work of the ministry. But it was not commonly believed that a woman could pastor a congregation of people. And so when the Lord began to deal with me concerning women in ministry, he showed me so many different things in the Spirit as well as written and confirmed in the Scriptures. So today I'm just going to go back to the book that God gave me called Behold, I Show You a Mystery. And that can be purchased at Amazon.com. It's been out there for years, so it's probably going to be around $4 by now. But it doesn't matter what the cost, you need to get this book so that you can just continue on a firm foundation. You don't have to fight the battle alone. You don't have to wonder if maybe you misheard God when he called you to ministry. You don't even have to be upset when people don't feel like you should be doing what it is God called you to do, because you're not answering to them. Your complete allegiance is to God, and when you stand before him naked and unashamed, then you'll be able to say, God, it cost me everything to follow your will, but that is what I decided to do. And I want you to know that's what it is going to cost to keep fellowship with God. It's going to cost you everything to follow his will, no matter what that is. Let's go to the book. One of the chapters in the book I have entitled Types and Shadows, because this is what the Spirit was speaking, types and shadows. And we know that Bible scholars agree that Adam was a type of Christ. Scripture bears it out, and let's go to 1 Corinthians 15:45 through 47. Shows that Adam was a type of Christ. It reads, And so it is written, The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a living spirit. However, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural and that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth and earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. So you see, we have two Adams here, Adam of the earth and Adam of the spirit. If then Adam is a type of Christ, then Eve, who is taken from his side, is a type of what? The church. Eve was declared the mother of all living in the natural. The church is the mother of all life in the spirit. Can you see what I'm telling you this morning? If you will just go with me. Christ, Adam being a type of Christ, God pierced him in the side, took out a rib, and created the woman. When Jesus was crucified at Calvary's cross, the centurion pierced him in the side, and out gushed blood and water, which is the sanctification of the church of the living God. So out of Adam flowed Eve, out of Jesus flowed, but since God now is using a woman as a type and shadow of the church, then it stands to reason in my mind, praise the Lord, that as the woman goes, so goes the church. If then Eve is a type and shadow of the church, as the woman goes, and I'm speaking in general, the woman, not a specific woman, as the woman goes, so goes the church. And when you think about our society and how the enemy has distorted the role of the woman and the perception of the woman, she has gone from being the virgin or the virtuous wife. She has gone from being that to being the hoe and the B word and the slut and all types of negative and derogatory perspectives. And then after those perspectives are embraced by the culture, then they are made to seem as if it's okay. Our secular music makers use the terms flagrantly and often, and we demean and degrade our women. And then our women begin to relate to each other with the same derogatory terminology. How can we not go down as a culture, as a people, when we are saying to ourselves we are no better than dogs? When we talked yesterday, we talked about how God brought the animals to Adam first before he brought Eve, the woman, and that there was not found a helper that was suitable for the man until he created the woman, and he created her above the stature of an animal. But Satan in his cunningness has caused us to begin to see ourselves and for our menfolk to see us as nothing more than animals, specifically the female dog in heat. We have been relegated to that person. But I want to say to you, woman of God, that God through Jesus Christ has elevated you above that statue once again. When we look through the scriptures and we see how Jesus interacted with women who at that time had already begun a decline in stature and in perspective, because we perceived as a race of people that it was Eve's fault that we had to leave the garden. Now, that's another theological battle we can get into on another day. But if you just read your scripture and pray for God's Holy Spirit to give you understanding, you will see that that is not the case. However, in the sight and in the mind of man, woman was the reason that she deserved to be blamed, so that when God said that she was the weaker vessel, that somehow meant that she was the lesser vessel. However, that is not the case. When he is saying that she's the weaker vessel, he is saying that she is weaker perhaps in physical strength and maybe in emotional strength. But that does not make her the lesser vessel. It simply means that she was weaker and that she was deceived when Adam had full knowledge of what was happening. okay, we're not going to go there today, but maybe another time if you'd like to talk about it, just give me a call here at Blog Talk Radio. Now let's take a look at our modern-day churches. And why is it that in the modern-day church, for the most part, in the ones that I've attended, 80 to 90% of the congregation is made up of women? Where have the men of God gone? There are a few men of God. I'm not knocking them, and I'm not saying they're non-existent, but I'm talking a majority here. As we see the Church of the Living God growing, we see women coming up in volume and in numbers. Yet the same group of a few men is saying, though you are increasing in masses, you are not increasing enough to be able to host a congregation of women, except maybe in a Bible study, a women's Bible study. You may be able to host them in a women's meeting where only women attend. And so we have an antiquated view of the role of women in the church because we have misunderstood and misstudied some of the scriptures that we are using to keep women in bondage. When we look in the Word of God and know that in the realm of the Spirit, we're talking spiritual man now under Christ Jesus, in the realm of the Spirit, there is neither male nor female. I know some people don't want to hear that, but it's written in the Word of God. There is neither Gentile nor Jew. That is of insignificance to God. There is neither bond nor free. These are the things that mattered in the realm of the natural in the days when the Bible was written. But the Apostle Paul brings it home to let us know when we began operating in the realm of the Spirit, none of the things that separate us are significant any longer. Therefore, it doesn't matter about male or female. We are just spirit beings. Let's say I submit to you today, women of God, God is preparing an army of women that will rise up in this hour and crush the head of the serpent who has gone after your children. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the book of Revelation chapter 12. We're going to start right there, talking about the pursuit of the serpent who is going after the man-child of the woman. Father, we praise you and we give you the glory and honor today. We pray that the women of God will be stirred in their spirit, that they will begin to seek your face and understanding, seek the knowledge of God, seek the spirit of wisdom this week in Jesus' mighty name so that we may band together, we may unite as a great and precious army of God to take back our sons and daughters from the hand of the fowler. We give you praise today and we bless your people as they go in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you and I hope to see you here tomorrow on Ways of Glory when we get into Revelation chapter 12 concerning the woman and her seed. God bless you and have a marvelous day.